Well, it's so good to have you join us here for the Parade Company Pancake Breakfast brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, gearing up for the very busy slate that the Parade Company has in store for us here in Detroit. And so excited to have our next guest here with us on this beautiful set provided by Gardner White, by the way. Fantastic. Appreciate that. Rodney Cole, the president of the DTE Foundation. It's great to see you.
Good to see you. Good morning.
It feels like anytime there's a big event going on, DTE Foundation is right in the middle of it. There is a strong commitment to community and making sure that there is a real give back effort here.
Yeah, that's the focus of the community of the foundation, is our connection to community and all of our different focus areas that support the communities where we live and serve. We're super excited to be involved with the best parade in the land. And we've been involved for over 40 years, and we're super excited this year because we got a brand new float that'll be coming down Wilbur that I think is going to excite everybody.
Oh, can you give us a little sneak peek? Tell us a little
it's
bit
big.
About it. Well, we know that. We know it's big.
Yeah, the float this year really spotlights our focus areas within the community that we serve. So we've got, you know, large fountains that really sort of put the spotlight on education and employment, that puts the spotlights on environment, human needs, community transformation, economic progress, all of the different areas that we really lean into. And so with the float, it takes these focus areas and really brings it to life, and so that the young people will really enjoy it. And it just really talks about our commitment to community and partnership.
And we have with us Luann Thomas E. Wall, Chief Operating Officer at C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the Von Voigtlander Women's Hospital. Luann, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we're surrounded by great people and pancakes and cheer and all of the above. I mean, how do you feel being part of something like this?
Well, I can't think of anything better. We celebrate and work with families every single day. So it is just a natural for us to be part of this parade and celebrate families and celebrate life and really celebrate this city. So
tell us about the Women's Hospital.
So the Women's Hospital is bursting at the seams. There's babies everywhere. I don't know what's in the water in this state. And I keep saying
that's
that.
Good.
I'm like, what's
a good thing, right?
What is happening? It's a great thing.
Yes.
We love babies. So the Women's Hospital is flourishing, and thus the Children's Hospital is flourishing, and we're just so excited. You know, we treat the holidays, they're really special for us. No kid should be in the hospital during the holidays, but unfortunately they are.
Yeah,
so we try to bring the magic of the parade into the hospital. So we're actually having our own Tony Michaels is coming to join us, and we're going to have a Thanksgiving Day parade on the units in the hospital.
Oh,
so,
that's lovely.
Tony and I thought of that a couple years ago. We said, you know, all of the joy on Thanksgiving, well, there's 350 kids in the hospital on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's bring the parade to them. So we have balloon floats that go down the hall. We have wagons with candy and beads. And so we're going to bring the magic of Woodward Avenue right into the hospital the week of Thanksgiving.
Rory just came and took a picture with us, and that reminded me of the Lions, which then got me thinking about how, like, Aiden Hutchinson comes to Mott all the time, quietly, doesn't post on social about it. And those are the things that warm my heart when these guys with these influence do stuff like that.
And you know, they're amazing. And he was just there 2 weeks ago. And this week, Bryce Underwood came, again, very quietly, and threw a Batman ball. He came dressed as Batman and threw a Batman ball for the kids. And, you know, the joy, you know, these kids that we know don't feel well.
Yeah, Batman's here.
Batman's here, and Batman brought friends, other superheroes, and these kids are just smiling and happy and throwing a football, right? When we knew, you know, 10 minutes before they were in their beds not feeling great. So if we can distract them, and these football players, these athletes, help us do that all the time, and we're so grateful.
Tell us a little bit more about the DTE Foundation and what you guys do. Where you got your hands in what pots?
Well, you know, one of the things that we do is, and we've got a great partnership with all the wonderful work that Luann and her team does in supporting the young people. So one of the things that we do is we like to come out and light up the night and just do our part in partnership with all the great work that's happening with Luann and her team, just to bring a little spark to the young people that are you know, battling some challenges. You know, one of the things also that we're really leaning into amongst others is food insecurity. So if you, everyone, I don't know how you cannot under, you know, kind of know what's happening with SNAP benefits and things that has a, the potential to have a substantial impact on the entire state of Michigan. This is one of the areas that we are leaning into even more. Food insecurity is a focus of ours and making sure that as much as we possibly can, everyone has a meal, and now we have that need that's really hitting a peak. So that's one of the areas right now that we're really focused on.
And looking ahead, we do have a new mayor-elect.
Yes.
So we'll have a new administration coming in January. What's your hope for the future of Detroit's neighborhoods and communities, and how can foundations and businesses and residents kind of work together to make that vision a reality?
So I think what you just said at the end is the point. We all have to work together. We've got to support the mayor. And congratulations to Mayor Sheffield, Mayor-elect. And we've got to support the vision that she has for the city, but we do that in partnership. So with philanthropy, with the administration, and then also with corporations, because we all have to pull together to kind of make these things happen. And we've got the ability to do that. So I think we just own that, and we step up to the moment.
Luann, is there a part, maybe not a partnership, but a, like a cooperation? I mean, we're going to have Bob Briney from Henry Ford Health. I mean, you're here from Mott. There's the Corwell we had a couple minutes ago. Do you guys work some way together, or is it really just you stay in your own silo?
No, we don't stay in our own silo. As you know, we're the number one children's hospital in the state. We have partnerships throughout the state. I talk to Bob a lot. And, you know, we're all here to serve our community. And access for kids getting health care, especially specialty health care, is really hard. And so we have to partner, and we do partner. And one thing that we did recently is we have a legal joint venture with Trinity Health Oakland in Bloomfield Hills and Pontiac, because we didn't want families to have to come all the way to Ann Arbor for everything.
Makes sense.
If it's super serious and you need you know, you need cancer treatment or you need surgery, yes, come to Ann Arbor. But for everything else,
and
let's
the
keep
one
it
by
in the
Somerset
community.
Too, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Expanding
yes,
there too.
Yeah. So
you know about that one.
Well,
by Somerset,
I go to Somerset
okay.
a lot.
So yeah. So we're, you know, and we're building, you know, a new campus in Troy. University of Michigan Health is building a new campus in Troy in the old Kmart. So really just trying to push access out into the community so not everyone has to come to Ann Arbor.
It is the collaborative effort. I mean, that is the underlying current amongst everybody in this room. Everybody's rowing in the same direction.
Absolutely. And look, you know, we, like, I call Bob if I have a family member that's at Henry Ford, right? He calls me, like, all the teams, look, we're all taking care of each other.
Oh, there
Hi,
he is.
Bob.
There he is, Bob Ryan.
You don't have to call him because he's right there.
Right. That's right. You don't even have
that
to
That always happens.
About.
When I say his name, he shows up.
He just shows up.
Rodney Cole, thank yes. you so much. Really appreciate everything you. That you do, that the foundation does. We are better for it. So thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. And Luann Thomas-Ewell, thank you. And this is old hat for you here on JR.
Of course.
This
of
is
course, the, you're not, my family.
That's
yes,
right.
absolutely.
Appreciate you both. We'll take a break. More coming up from the Pancake Breakfast here on WJR.